From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The UN envoy to Syria, Stefan de Mistura, told reporters early Thursday the U.S. and Russia must intervene at the highest level to revive stalled proximity talks between Damascus and the opposition. He also said it would bolster the cessation of hostilities, which described as barely alive.
In the last 48 hours, we have had an average of one Syrian killed every 25 minutes, one Syrian wounded every 13 minutes. But what we need to do and to hear is that the cessation of hostilities is salvaged and that the cessation of hostilities is saved from a total collapse. It's still there. It's still there because many areas is still there, but is in great danger.
De Mistura spoke in Geneva after updating the UN Security Council via video conference. He said he hoped the talks could resume next month, but only after a reduction in fighting that jeopardizes a two-month-old cessation of hostilities. The UN Cultural Agency said Wednesday the ancient Syrian city Palmyra retains much of its authenticity, despite extensive damage sustained at the hands of Islamic State fighters. The assessment came after UNESCO officials completed a two-day inspection of Palmyra's ancient ruins. A soldier suspected in the killing of 11 people at a military barracks in the Atlantic Ocean archipelago of Cape Verde has been arrested after a 24-hour manhunt. The suspect, identified as Manuel Silva, was arrested Wednesday in the capital Praia while driving a stolen taxi. The government, which has declared 2 days of national mourning, said the disgruntled soldier allegedly killed 8 soldiers and 3 civilians for personal reasons. This is VOA News.